This is Ozarks at Large. A local builder-designer duo are the central characters in a new home remodeling show premiering tonight on HGTV. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Jenny and Dave Mars last week, and she got to watch the first episode of The Fixer to Fabulous, which you'll hear snippets of throughout this story.
Let the demolition begin. Digging into these old houses.
We got bread.
That is awesome.
It's like a treasure hunt.
It's a brand new floor that's 130 years old.
Jenny and Dave Mars will be busting through walls and pulling up floors throughout Northwest Arkansas on a new show called Fixer to Fabulous that premieres tonight on HGTV.
Stop it. I am so in love with this. I love it.
The look on their faces.
Wait.
Now that says it all.
Oh my God. You got to be kidding me.
Jenny is a designer, and her husband Dave is a local home builder. The Marses say they never set out to do a show, but decided to give it a go when HGTV contacted them back in 2016.
I mean, this is definitely not something we were looking to do. We actually said no a couple times because we weren't sure that we wanted to do it. But then, I don't know, they changed production companies. They just kind of found the right fit, and it seemed like a good opportunity. So we just said, okay, well, we'll see what happens.
That led to what's known as a sizzle reel, then a pilot episode, and finally an entire first season made up of 10 episodes that feature different homes.
There's a wide range of the types of homes. There's a wide range of the types of projects that we do and the types of families that we work with. So pretty much every episode is very different and unique.
Each family walks the Marses through the things they want to change about their house.
This house, it's far from move-in ready. It needs a lot of work.
It's dated. It has an interesting odor about it. This house, it just needs some love. And I think it'll be great when it has the love.
Then the families move out and the Marses get to work.
Sound brick.
Whoa, hold the phone. That's awesome.
It looks like it's in pretty good shape.
All right.
Go for it.
Keep going, buddy,
it
looks good.
The reveal portion is true. They have not seen the house. They move out and they don't see it until that day. So it's pretty fun because it's a fun surprise for them, and it's fun for us to get to show them finally all the work we've been doing.
I'm so excited.
What would it look like?
Hoping it looks like what I wanted it to look like. Okay.
I can't wait to see it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
HGTV filmed the show for 8 months last year, and while the Marses say the experience was a new one all around, they were surprised at how long it takes to shoot everything.
Every time they come down, they're bringing three film guys, a sound guy, a couple producers, a drone guy. I mean, they're a lighting guy. There's just so many pieces that go into filming this.
Everything in it is real. It's not staged by any means, but they do have us like, stop, wait, do that again, you know? And so whenever we would film in a way that we filmed for a week and then they would go home for a week and we would actually get a lot of work done and then they'd film for a week. And so when they were here filming, it was so hard to get the actual renovation work done.
Jenny says stopping for the camera crews was the biggest adjustment from the way they normally work.
We had such a short window of time to get these projects done. And so in the way that a remodel or a new build works is you have to have one thing done before you can do the next thing. And then you can't do the next thing until that thing's done. And so if you'd get behind on any one thing, and a lot of times they would want us to wait on something big, like opening up a wall. Well, we had to open the wall in order to do the other, you know. So it was really tricky trying to make sure the production team was there to film what they needed for the show. And then also us be able to have the time to actually get the work done because we had to have it done in such a short amount of time.
The Marses say they want the viewers who live here to feel proud of how unique their community is and for the rest of the country to find out when they watch the show.
What I love about here, there's hardwood trees and exotic hardwood trees. And when they built these old homes, they would mill the trees right off the land and build the home. And so a 100-year-old home here is a sound home. Like they were just built so well.
And Dave says those resources still provide for some of the homes today.
Like some of the episodes, if you have to take down trees or you have to do something, like we're able to mill those trees up and use them in the project on the site. And, you know, I think there's there's so much available right here in Arkansas that I hope that it will give people that live here ideas on what can be done in their own homes and what they can do.
Although Jenny adds, older homes do pose some interesting challenges as well.
Even if you revamp all of the electrical and, you know, air conditioning and water and all of those kinds of things, you just have unique challenges. You had smaller you had smaller rooms, you had smaller closets, all of those things. So really trying to take what we need as modern families now. We just have a lot more stuff, apparently, than they used to back then. And so really trying to make these older homes and keep the integrity of the homes, because they have so much character, and they were built with such care that it's worth preserving. And so we're keeping the integrity, but making them work for a family today.
The Marzes plan to watch the premiere on the big screen with family and friends during a special screening at Skylight Cinema in Bentonville.
We're going to see it for the first time with everyone else. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, we do quite a few projects in a year. And so you just forget from where you started to where you end. And that's the great thing about film. I mean, it's documented all along the way.
We had so much fun doing it too. We had such a great team. Like, our production team really and truly became like family to us. I mean, we spent so much time with them. Our kids, you know, love them. It was fun. We had a good time. So yeah, we would do it again.
Fixer to Fabulous will air each Tuesday at 8 p.m. on HGTV through December.
I think it creates this neutral palette that you literally can do anything with, and then the art and the furniture and the other pieces that we use make it really pop.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
These are all the originals.
This is a water-based finish, so it'll never yellow.
Oh, the fireplace is amazing.
And you can also catch rebroadcasts of each episode Wednesday nights at 11 on HGTV.